say they were.
Stupid. That's how they were, careless. But things like that, like I said, in the days when I was growing up, that was a common thing. Nobody would take anything you had.
Okay.
No way. The other way, if you had 15 cents to spend on Saturday, you better come up and tell Mom and Daddy where you got that 15 cents. You either went to work for this one or that one and earned it. Because you had to come up with where you got that money. You just been fined. 15, you know, I found it on the street. That wasn't no excuse at all. In another 5 minutes, you'd tell them where you got it.
I see. A person who kept on doing things that didn't make any sense, though, people would say that he was just a plain...
Plain fool, or they would say, crazy, or he's a fool. The puckers keep saying, you're a fool. Now, everybody referred to that as crazy. Fool, I mean, it's crazy. They use the term not exactly to mean that somebody really is a nut, you know.
A person who will never spend a cent.
Yeah, she is. He's tight.
He's tight, or
a miser. They use the word yeah, she is. He's tight.
What about somebody who could get money out of other people, Mr.
A con man?
Okay, or
a miser. They call that in French. I'll take down my line. Or a card shark or something like that, you know.
Fine.
A con man, a moocher.
Just about a neighbor who was,
A moocher.
Now, if you use the word, if you said that girl was very common, what would that mean?
She's simple, in other words.
You'd never say it's a compliment about somebody. She's common, though. She's a very common girl.
That term wasn't used too much.
Okay. But if a person was common, that would be...
I mean, an exemp,
okay.
That translated in English would be common.
All right, which meant... an old person, say about 80, who could still get around, somebody like your grandmother, they'd say even when she got old, she was still
I don't know what term they did there.
Yeah, she could do her work and...
Yeah, she could do all that. She, still about a year before she died, that she was bedridden, you know, at the time. Other than that, she did all on this.
She was still right. Even when she got old, she was a right lively or spry.
You never use the word spry. Elle est toujours dans sa connaissance. I mean, she's still conscience. But in French, the word connaissance meant a lot of things, not just conscience. It means that she still had a right mind, that she still could get around and do for herself, you know. And she's not an invalid, in other words.
When your children were out a little later than usual, you'd say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Worried about them, yeah. Uneasy, yeah.
Okay. A lot of times they would say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
Scared.
Yeah. Or a place along the dark road or would make people act...
They always, you tell the stories, the kids always, well, they got a boogeyman over there, you better not go down there, or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Go play, we're talking.
Todd, all right, now, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's scared now, the opposite of used to be. You say, she's scared now, but she...
She didn't used to be scared, but it sounds funny in English, but yeah. In French, you know. Elle n'a pas l'habitude d'avoir peur, là elle a peur, now she's scared. Before, she's not used to being scared, in other words, things like that.
An old person, Mr. Besson, who would live, say, in a house by themselves, would they have a name type people there? They say, there's nothing wrong with her, she just acts a little...
Funny?
Funny.
Cuckoo, that slang with you.
Would they ever say queer?
That never came into when we were growing up. That